Yeah, get me, Scott, please, Senator Scott.
Casualties this week look to be five.
Yes, that, Mayon is terribly concerned about that boat park.
God, there's trouble with those people down there.
Well, he's desperate. You know, he feels like you do. He says it's a shame to be a colleague of these people. He calls me up.
He told me, can I say that it's going to be, torpedo your average day in the war? And I said, yes.
I told him
exactly what it's doing.
That I told him.
Yeah, hello. How are you?
Fine.
I was sorry I was in a cabinet meeting this country. It's all Saturday. This week I'm on a bad boat.
Exactly. Exactly.
My God, you'll go in your best position and receive but the if, that you receive. This will be a popular announcement tonight.
You should, well, be continuing this.
Sure.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
Great.
Don't you think so?
Oh, terrific. We get the continuing resolution. Amen.
Hello. I just wanted to tell you to go ahead with dinner, honey, because I'm tied up here with Secretary Moss. You're going out to Mandela Lounge, are you? Wonderful. Have a great time. He was agreed? He was, yeah. And how about, did you see the end of the paper? Great. And how was that? And how was the absentee? Great, great. And you see Paul Feeley's article? Isn't that great? Okay, well, good luck. Have a good time. Let me tell you this.
Why did Lord Cromer do this because of economic policy? Say they behaved very well in New York.
Yeah.
has given no newspaper interviews, they haven't done anything to embarrass us, they haven't done taking any votes.
Now they could have come in. Can you imagine what the Russians would have done? Those crude barbarians.
Well, of course, you'll see in the transcript of my conversations, I told him it wasn't in his interest to come this year, and in any event, to be very low-key, not to give any fuel to the right wing.
So they're playing the long game.
They've played a beautiful, controlled game up to now.
What do you think about all those underground things that you mentioned? That they're all being underground?
I believe
the Chinese settlement, he says the Chinese have 50 miles under.
Yeah, that's right. I believe that they are expecting an attack from the Russians. They didn't build it when we were threatening them in the 50s. And they think that the Russians are going to attack them in 2 years, 2 or 3 years. And that's your best guarantee for a successful visit. They're not going to blow it. Now, they've paid a hell of a price for your visit. They've gotten rid of NPR. They've gotten rid of that army chief of staff who made all these unpleasant speeches. And we don't pick up any intelligence reports.
Fortunately, you know, in a way, having the slap on our right wing is good, too, because they know I had some problems.
It helped. It helped.
What do you think?
It helped.
You always said it would, you know.
Yeah.
And by God,
Mr. President, it turned out for the best. All these people talking about shattering defeat, who the hell knows it to this?
Today, the Saturday defeat, and shattering defeat on foreign aid balls. So they cut us up.
Yeah.
They always cut us.
We're going
to still fight the truth.
That's a sign of that.
We're doing well, and that's what, and another thing, too, is these bastards have an excitement to go up, down the hill, go back up the hill again. It's good.
Oh, it's a...
Just this constant badgering.
Well, the harassment of the president, I think, Mr. President,
God.
You ought to be a little more offensive. For example, it isn't correct. If a major amendment, I would say at some opportune occasion, if a major amendment like the Mansfield Amendment or Cooper Church is put forward once in a session, there's full debate and it is voted down, then this would be the end of it for that session. But to hang it on to every bill so that every 2 or 3 weeks we have to go through the same problem. Not only we, but all our allies have to worry about the fact that somehow, because there is a wrong lineup, they sneak it through. I'd make that point sometime.
George Allen, incidentally, mentioned that he had seen a very good, I don't know what the hell it was, some press comment on my press conference or something about how it was handled.
So did he?
But he must have seen it.
Incidentally, I didn't tell you, I forgot to tell you, I found it in my notes. Zhou Enlai got himself a print of Patton and saw it. And he said, you know why I think your president likes it? He said, I think he liked it because Patton broke the conventional patterns. And I have the impression that your president is a man who likes bold moves and to break the conventional patterns. I found it. I've forgotten it. I found it.
He probably did it quite deliberately.
Yeah. That's very interesting. I have a film, a 10-minute film, of my first visit, which you might want to look at before you go. That would be just the way, you know, it shows you how he moves and what he looks like.
Oh, I agree at all, and the whole, and don't worry. Let me tell you, I've studied with these other visits, but never relied on this one. We're going to be ready.
Oh, you'll be ready.
But I believe in it. You know, the point, though, that Bill was making when I raised this point,
but that's the difference between you and him.
Yes, he just doesn't see it that way. But God damn, to me, we've got to become so immersed in this, Henry, that we just think like they do.
That's right. That's right. And you'll have to be so much, because he'll be there without notes. Of course, you are never there with notes.
Yeah, I know.
But you'll see, he'll constantly change mood. And you'll have to know, I found every once in a while, I'll just have to let him have it. And then we can back off again, then you have to know when to be.
You get plenty of practice if you've got to have congressmen and senators.
That's
I'm
true.
I'm going to talk about Pop, goddamn Mansfield, you know, everything you've done for him, he sits there. Well, I'm going to be ready to tell you.
Actually, you know, I agree with you. speech for him at the University of Montana next April. I agreed to it 6 months ago. Some of it is just really deserved. In his sweet way, he's been